This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hey guys, producer Alex here. Just a couple of quick things. One specific to this episode, I currently have pneumonia and a 101 fever, and Ness currently has a cold. So we're not doing so great. We apologize if we don't sound so great. We're going to try our best. And then if you have joined us before, you already know these rules, but if this is your first episode, just a couple of quick rules that we have for ourselves. Whoever is being asked trivia questions is not allowed to look up the answers. It is more fun to be ridiculous. Number two, we will not mention anyone we know by name because we do not have their consent to mention them in a public forum. Number three, my name is not actually Alex. That is my middle name. But my name is Sammy, and Sammy's name is Sammy. They're spelled different, but they sound the same. So to make it a lot easier on you guys, I'm going by Alex, but I apologize if the other two sometimes refer to me as Sam or Sammy. And last but not least, we all have ADHD, which means we'll go off on a lot of tangents. If you enjoy lots of tangents and randomness and silliness.
Welcome to Pretty Much Random, where the show and the intro is pretty much randomly different every fucking time. I'm Sammy.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Ness, the host for today. We'll be doing 80s and 90s nostalgia.
Because we're fucking old.
Yeah, we are.
Do it. Do it now.
Okay, geez. Starting with what I'm calling not for kids. Unless... And basically I'm going to give you a movie or a franchise that's not aimed at kids. And you have to tell me if it got a cartoon, a toy line... Or nothing.
Oh,
I just threw it in there to mess with you.
Okay. I love it.
Most of the ones that do have cartoons also have toy lines, but all the ones that just have toy lines don't have cartoons, obviously.
Okay.
If that makes sense. I'll start with an easy one. Ghostbusters. Well, Ghostbusters came out in 1984. It was rated parental guidance suggested.
Cartoon.
So, yeah, Ghostbusters, pretty easy.
I used to watch that.
I used to have a huge crush on Peter Venkman in the cartoon, not the movie.
In the cartoon? Yes. All right, now I need to look this up. Hold on.
An action figure of his, and I carried it around like it was my doll.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You know why it was called The Real Ghostbusters? Because before the movie, there was a cartoon just called Ghostbusters that was completely unrelated. It was about two guys and a monkey that hunted ghosts. Next one. Ace Ventura. It was PG-13. Came out in 1994. And is definitely not for children.
I know it had a cartoon.
It did have a cartoon and a toy line.
That makes me wonder, you know, how in the 80s they had those Pound Puppy toys where, like, you opened the Velcro on the underside and it gave birth, quote unquote, to puppies. So then you had all these tiny little dogs. I feel like
I kind of remember these.
They should have done that with Ace Ventura and the Rhino. Had Ace Ventura in the Rhino and you had to get him out.
I never watched the cartoon. I assume it was toned down.
It would have. I'm sure.
How about definitely not. Nightmare on Elm Street?
Oh.
Rated R. Came out in 1984.
So I know there were toys.
That is correct.
Was there also a cartoon?
There was no cartoon.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
In fact, there was a very large stink about mothers seeing Freddy Krueger next to Barbie in the toy aisle, and it got pulled pretty quickly. I think there was also a Jason in like the same line, but I didn't put that in here, so.
Who's scarier, Jason or Freddy Krueger?
Oh, Freddy, for sure.
Okay, yeah, because he comes after you in your dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah.
Tongue kisses you through the phone.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Well, now I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
The next one is Rambo, rated R from 1982.
Yeah, I feel like for this one, like toys, but not a cartoon makes sense.
There was a cartoon of all Rambo. Right.
What would it
Rambo,
even be about?
The Force of Freedom. It's John Rambo and his team going on mission, battling paramilitary terrorist organizations.
Okay, so it's like G.I. Joe's, but Rambo.
Because that's what kids need more of, a homeless war vet that shot a bunch of cops.
Wow.
Wholesome family fun.
Is it going too far off the rails to bring in the cartoon intro of this? Get me Rambo.
Damn well better not be wearing a shirt. Yeah, for the toy line, they just had to make up a bunch of bad guys. And they're all named after, like, snakes. So they're all, like, Viper and like, just dumb stuff. Because he didn't have any, like, marketable enemies. They couldn't have Sergeant What's-His-Face from First Blood. Are we ready to move on?
Yeah.
The Mask from 1994, PG-13.
Definitely. I used to watch the cartoon. I know it did.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
It did have a cartoon and a toy line.
And they did Cameron Diaz dirty because she's hotter in real life than that cartoon version of her was. That was not nice.
She was pretty hot in the movie, though.
She's pretty hot now.
She's pretty hot all the time.
Die Hard, rated R, came out in 1988.
This is a decoy.
And yeah, I'm gonna say neither. But I remember playing the fuck out of the arcade game.
You are correct.
Hey, that arcade game legitimately was good. It was like really good.
Aliens, 1986, R-rated film. Not Alien, Aliens specifically.
100% there was a toy line, like for sure.
I remember the toy line.
Cartoon, though?
I'm going to go with both. Just, I feel it. I feel it as a cartoon.
They made a series of short animated commercials for the toy line that was intended to be a pilot for a cartoon, but it never got that far. So there was only a toy line. Dumb and Dumber, 1994, PG-13 movie.
You know what?
I think there was a cartoon. I think that for everything, so I don't know, but I think there was a cartoon.
You are correct. There was a Dumb and Dumber cartoon. I do not know if there's a toy line.
I feel like animators were like, Jim Carrey has ridiculous expressions. Let's just keep animating him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely seems
sense.
Like there was a trend, yeah. About 1981's Escape from New York, a rated R film.
Wow.
I think this is a decoy. I think it's neither.
It didn't have action figures. It did have a board game rated for children 10 and up. The Cable Guy, PG-13. Kurt Russell's kind of hot. What about it? The Cable Guy from 1996, PG-13 movie.
I feel like it had a cartoon. I could see it having a cartoon.
I think this is a decoy, because there's been so many Jim Carreys already that now we're going to throw in a Jim Carrey and it's a decoy.
You got me. There was no cartoon or toy line for the Cable Guy.
Ah.
Beverly Hills Cop, 1984, is a rated R film. There's that copyright strike.
I'm going to go with toys only.
Nah, I think there was a cartoon.
There was neither.
There was neither?
None of the above.
Damn.
I gotcha.
Damn.
Making new figures of old movies is a big thing, so I'm sure he has one by now, but he did not have one at the time.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, like Nika and the reaction figures.
Huh.
In fact, the reason I had to be specific about aliens is because there was going to be toys for the original Alien, but they never got made. And how Reaction Figures got started is they got the molds for those original figures and made those kind of crappy original figures and sold those.
Oh.
That's really cool.
Okay.
All right, I've got a couple more and then a few outliers I just kind of wanted to bring up. Police Academy, rated R movie from 1984, full of racism and crime.
Okay, I am pretty sure there was a cartoon. At least a toy line.
I'm going to say neither.
I do not know if there was a toy line. There was a cartoon.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure I, like, vaguely remember watching the cartoon.
Animation studios in the 90s gave zero fucks.
True.
I got a couple of TV shows.
Okay.
Tales from the Crypt ran from 1989 to 1996 on HBO, which means it had plenty of nudity and swearing.
It had a cartoon.
Yeah, it did. I remember, I'm pretty sure I watched it.
It did, in fact, have a cartoon.
I watched the, like, actual show as a kid. I remember...
Oh, I did, too.
Like, the Crypt Keeper scared the shit out of me as a kid.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, I mean... I hated that thing.
I loved him. I thought he was great.
My last one is The Love Boat.
The Love Boat.
I'm gonna say neither. This is another decoy.
It had a fucking toy line. There was a playset of the boat. You could get the little bar man and put him behind the bar. Who is this for?
It's to display at your swingers party.
I guess. I also have here written down special mention Chuck Norris in general. There was a cartoon and a toy line of just Chuck Norris. No particular movie or anything, just Chuck Norris and the Karate Commandos.
That was
my first segment.
Yay! Good segment. That was fun.
We did it.
My next one is a little more specific. It's called Dinos or Dinot. I have a list of 80s and 90s cartoons. All involve dinosaurs. I'll give you a synopsis and you tell me if it's real or not.
Oh. I love it.
Again, I think I'll start with probably the easiest one. Dino Riders. Pursued by intergalactic warlord Krulos and his Rulons, human Valorians fly through a wormhole and end up on prehistoric Earth. Both sides build dinosaur armies and engage in color-coded laser fights.
Color-coded laser fights. That's part of the synopsis. Color-coded laser fights.
I might have ad-libbed a little bit at the end.
I think that's real.
Yeah.
That is very real. I loved Dino Riders. Biker Dinos from Mars. Three anthropomorphic dino motorcyclists named Throttle, Moto, and Vinny escape a war on their home planet Mars before arriving on Earth to rebel against the Plutarchians that destroyed their homeland.
Okay, I don't know, but Vinny feels like a third wheel.
I'm going to go with real, but that's a total guess. There's nothing to base that on.
I'm going to say not real.
It is not real. Kind of. I lifted that synopsis wholeheartedly from Biker Mice from Mars and just changed mice to dinos.
Wow. So that's... okay. All right.
It's a real cartoon, but it's mice instead of dinosaurs.
Okay. Well done.
Interesting. Yeah, well done.
Baby dinos. Baby dinosaurs act out original spins on classic tales like Robin Hood, Frankenstein, and Dracula while discovering the importance of friendship.
I want this to be real so bad.
I don't think it's real.
This is real.
Yes!
You can watch Baby Dinos.
I'm looking it up right now.
I'm terrible at this round. This is not my round.
I mean, we've only done three.
Well, to be fair, I didn't say that it was real. I said that I wanted it to be real.
Oh, well. Wish fulfilled. The Adventures of T-Rex, set in the world of anthropomorphic dinosaurs. You're going to hear anthropomorphic a lot. Brothers Bernie, Bruno, Bubba, Buck, and Bugsy are not just a jazzy band. They're also born with special powers to help fight crime. The group ride out in their Rexmobile as the superhero team T-Rex to battle Big Boss and his evil organization.
Okay, I'm going to say this is not real.
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say not real for two reasons. One, what the fuck? And then two, I feel like Big Boss might be tipping your hand a little bit.
Too bad. This is 100% real.
What? Because,
yeah, what the fuck? It's complete nonsense.
What?
It only ran for one season, unsurprisingly.
There is, hold on. Oh my God. There's just so many things going on.
They were like Power Rangers, but also a jazz band. And dinosaurs. They shot freeze rays.
If the drummer wasn't a T-Rex, that's a missed opportunity.
There was no drummer. They all sang. There were no instruments.
Hold on. Oh, my God. A jazz band with no musicians?
They played at, like, a vaudeville club.
This keeps getting crazier. This hurts my brain.
This is why I put it on the list. I need to get the crazy ones to make the fake ones be believable.
Jesus. Just keeps getting weirder and weirder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much like us.
Hangtail. Hangtail, the radical adventures of the surf lizards. Three dino bros are pulled through a time whirlpool to modern-day Hawaii, where a rad group of teens teach them how to catch some waves and hangtail. Now Tsunami, Tidal Wave, and Barrel ride the pipe and wipe out anyone looking to cause trouble on their beach.
I feel like this is wrong.
Hello.
I think I remember this. Or I'm hallucinating.
Ride the pipe feels like it's really skirting a line.
It was the 80s or 90s, so you could get away with a lot back then.
This sounds like it could be real.
Is that your final answer?
You know what? I'm going to say it's not real, but it's like a show, but they're not dinos. I think you're pulling the other trick.
No, I made that shit up 100%.
You know, oh, really?
Really fake, yes.
That's really good.
I feel like I've seen that.
That's really good.
This is a Mandela effect. Ness is wrong.
Well, my research did not come up with that show. So, I don't know.
It's like
of rocket power. Cadillacs and dinosaurs. In the 26th century, nature has spun out of control. Cities have crumbled and dinosaurs have returned. Jack Tenrack, one of the last of the old blood mechanics, along with his friends Hannah Dundee and Mustafa, defend humanity from the greedy governor Scharnhorst, freelance poachers, and other evil influences.
I have no idea at this point. I don't know what's real and what's not anymore.
I don't either.
I guess that's a compliment to my writing ability.
Yeah. I'm going to go with not real because of Mustafa.
This was real.
God.
And one of the few that don't involve time travel, dinosaurs just come back for no apparent reason because nature's fucked up. Denver, the last dinosaur. When an unusually intelligent dinosaur unexpectedly hatches from a fossilized egg in 1980s California, a friendly group of human teenagers adopt him and teach him how to ride skateboards and hide from prying eyes.
Well, now I don't want to say that I remember this, but I remember this. I think this is real.
I'm going to say it's real because I trust Alex. Don't betray me.
This was real. I can tell you this is real because the theme song has taken up permanent residence in my brain for 30 fucking years.
I'm scared to ask what it is.
It's Denver, the last dinosaur. He's our friend and a whole lot more.
That's how I am with gummy bears. That theme song never leaves my head. It's just constantly playing on the loop.
Yeah. You know.
This theme song is so good.
It is so good.
You know, the best theme song, though. Life is like a hurricane in Duckburg. You know, I actually didn't watch all that much Gummy Bears. I watched a little bit of it.
It was a weird show.
It was.
Really?
Just while we're having this discussion, you know, the little, like, I don't know if it was a boy or a girl, but it wore a green outfit and it was, like, yellow.
It was a girl.
It was a girl. Okay, well, I had a huge crush on her.
Yeah.
on the gummy bear?
Yes.
I mean, she wasn't wearing pants.
My favorite kind of lady.
Hilarious. I love it.
My favorite kind of
I
man.
Mean, you know, Lola Bunny was a lot of kids' awakening, so.
Hey, there we go. Oddly enough, I never found her attractive.
Gadget I mean, from Rescue Rangers?
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Rescue Rangers is a good theme song, too.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. Where was I? What did we just do?
Denver.
Dinotective. Rock Harper, a hard-boiled triceratops in New Dinotopolis, solves various heists committed by the Reptaro family with the assistance of femme fatale Tara Donna and his plucky young sidekick, Seb.
You made this up.
These summaries are getting so dense. I feel like that has to be made up.
I did make this one up, yes.
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 That was a good description, though. I like that. You should make that happen.
Sure. Dino Saucers follows the Dino Saucers in their battle against Genghis Rex and his evil Tyrannos. Each group is composed of intelligent anthropomorphic dinosaurs from a planet in a counter-Earth orbit known as Reptilon. The Dino Saucers are allied with four humans known as the Secret Scouts.
Okay, well, Dino Saucers sounded familiar. I was like, this is real, but then after that description, I don't know.
I'm going to say real.
It's real.
It is real?
Yeah.
Wow.
Weirdly, they had the ability to turn into, like, full-size dinosaurs. And that just kind of fades away as the show goes on. The Alphabasaurs, preschool cartoon starring dinosaur letters such as V, Velociraptor, A, Patasaurus, and of course, T-Rex, who teach kids the basics of letter sounds, shapes, and spelling.
That's made up.
Huh. I'm going to say not made up.
It's fake.
Damn.
That needs to be real because I need to go back in time to when I was teaching and show that to kindergarten classes because that's amazing and it needs to be a real show.
All right. Trademark. Copyright.
I don't think you can fucking, like, copyright something like it's an anime move.
So I've got a couple more. Okay. Extreme Dinosaurs. Alien crime lord Argor arrives on Earth during the Cretaceous period and transforms four dinosaurs into his anthropomorphic minions. However, the four realize he's evil and refuse to work for him. Argo recruits three raptors to defeat them, but their bumbling locks everyone in stasis pods. Awakening in present day, the extreme dinosaurs must stop the raptors from speeding up global warming to bring back the environment of the Cretaceous period.
Oh my god, what? Oh my god, the 80s were wild.
Or were they?
That's the thing, is like, I don't know if this is made up or not. I'm going to say made up because it feels like there's some inspiration from Futurama here, but maybe Futurama got inspiration from it.
This was real. This was a spinoff from Street Sharks.
Street Sharks! I remember that show.
Doc Dino and the Thundersaurs. Time skating genius Ellison Quanta, aka Doc Dino, leads three young dinosaurs to protect Evo Ooze technology from the Reptilians, a malicious group of underground lizard people that want to take over the future. Only the Thundersaurs can stand in their way. Thundersaurs roar!
Okay, no, this is fake. This isn't real.
That was very fake, yes.
There was some Thundercats in there. There was some Ninja Turtles in there.
I had to just throw a bunch of crap together.
Oh, man.
And the last one, Dink the Little Dinosaur. Series follows Dink, a dinosaur, and his four friends as they explore and dwell in the volcanic landscape of prehistory in a place called Green Meadow. Designed to help children navigate friendship, positive behaviors, and caring about oneself. Show promotes tolerance, ecology, problem solving, and teamwork.
This feels real.
I wanted to say real too, but then after that description, I'm questioning it, but I'm gonna still say real.
It was real, yeah.
It's fucking woke trash.
that isn't on TV anymore. It hasn't been for 20 years.
Yeah.
Or 40 years. I don't know. I don't remember when these came out. That was Dinos and Dinots.
Good title.
That was a good. Yeah, that's a good one.
There were so many dinosaur cartoons.
Yeah. Yeah, what a great point, mm-hmm. actually.
Also, the show Dinosaurs, which was live-action dinosaurs.
That might come up later.
Dude. Okay. Well, we'll talk about it then.
Okay. Guess which dinosaur I had a crush on.
No!
He's a girl?
No, the boy. The one with the boy.
As long as it's not the baby.
No, never the baby. That's gross.
The mama.
Have you seen the last episode of that show?
Yes, how horrible.
I know.
I guess I'll just cross that off the list.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Is that what you had planned?
Maybe.
Oh, sorry.
I have one more segment, and then where that comes up.
Okay.
So, me and Alex have had a thing where I show them a Transformer, and they try and guess their name. I'm trying to think of a way to make that work in an auditory fashion. And I realized, I'll just give you the name, and you can try and guess what it turns into.
Ooh, I like that.
What's in a Transformer's name?
Anyway.
I think I picked a good mix of ones that you could reasonably get from their names, ones that are just kind of funny, and so on. No, there's no Megatrons or Optimus Primes in here, though, so. Number one, Mixmaster.
It turns into DJ Turntables.
Yeah, that would have been my guess.
Incorrect.
Please tell me it turns into, like, a fucking wet bar.
It involves something that's wet.
Oh.
It's part of a team called the Constructicons, if that helps.
Is it a blender? Oh, wait.
Transformers are generally, very large.
Okay, then it's a cement mixer.
There you go.
Okay.
Ooh, good guess.
Spinister.
A loom.
A what?
An old loom. It's a spinister.
Fucking... Could you imagine, like, a fucking, like, Rumpelstiltskin Transformer?
As far as I know, there are no loom Transformers.
Okay. This also turned into a DJ turntable?
I didn't even think about that, but no.
What, Spinster?
Spinister, like sinister, but spin.
I want to say, okay, can I guess?
Go for it.
A motorcycle?
No.
A tornado.
Okay. A tornado?
It's like, I can't say that all of these are machines, because they aren't, but most of them are some sort of machine.
Okay. Look, we all know I'm terrible at this game.
Wait, hold on. A washing machine.
No.
Wouldn't that be hilarious if there was some, like, marketing asshole that was like, we need more girls to, like... Transformers.
Oh, there is a long history of girls being rejected as a target for Transformers. It's a thing.
Really? Oh, shit.
Anyway, Spinister is a helicopter.
That makes sense.
Deathsaurus.
In my defense, my brain is currently being cooked by fever, so it doesn't count.
That's fair enough.
What was the
one? Deathsaurus.
Deathsaurus?
Yep.
So it's a dinosaur skeleton. And what kind of car? That's hard.
The one time you shouldn't think of a vehicle.
Okay.
You were most of the way there.
So it's a dinosaur.
Pretty much.
Okay. And then
it's kind of like a Godzilla looking dude. He looks like a giant space chicken, if I'm being honest.
A space chicken?
Yeah.
So if you asked a first grader to draw Godzilla by memory.
Kinda, yeah.
Okay.
Erector.
No.
Yes.
No.
This is not the worst name on this list.
A crane. Like a construction
site. That is correct. Yes.
Wow. Good job. You're a better person than I am.
Long rack.
Long rack?
Yes. I'll say this one is not a machine. This is an animal from Beast Wars.
A giraffe?
Correct. It is incredibly goofy. The entire giraffe neck is one of his arms when he's a robot. Sky Gary.
No, come on now. Sky Gary?
Yep. There's some debate about why he's named this. Nobody knows for sure.
Oh, is there? Oh, really?
So it's not going to be like he turns into an airplane or something.
I'm going to guess airplane.
Kind of. He turns into like a transport shuttle thing. Oh. Wide load.
Listen, come on now.
It's the flatbed semis that transport houses on the highway.
You're on the right track, but too specific.
Too specific?
I can't think of it. It's a dump truck. It's a big truck.
I was going to say that because they also have wide load on them, but then you said I was on the right track, so I was just thinking semis. Okay, sorry.
I mean, you had a truck.
Yeah.
Truck area.
Yeah.
Skybite.
I feel like that's what children at the beach call pigeons seagulls before they know their name. Like, Mommy, it bit me.
He is beach-related.
Oh.
If you're having a bad day at the beach.
The sunburn?
Yes. It turns into a fucking sunburn.
He turns into the sun.
Be the most OP transformer ever.
We'll come back to that later.
Oh. Mm.
But Skybite is not the sun.
Okay.
You might need a bigger boat to deal with this guy.
Oh, he's a shark.
Ooh.
He is a shark.
Why Sky?
A flying shark?
Yeah.
At least like a space shark, so yeah, he can fly.
Oh, okay.
Burgertron.
Burgertron. This is amazing.
Well, a hamburger.
Don't think too hard.
Does he become like a food truck that serves hamburgers?
You're still thinking too hard.
Okay, he just becomes a hamburger.
He literally just becomes a hamburger.
Is that like a promotional tie-in with fast food?
No, there is a cartoon called BotBots a mall gets covered in a gas that turns literally everything into a transformer. So there's like mop buckets and burgers and like anything you could find in the mall becomes a transformer. That's the only BotBot on here though, so don't expect any more easy ones. Slapdash. This one's not a very good name for guessing what he is, but I have another reason for having him on here.
Okay.
Just a generic work truck, because you do a slapdash job, so it's just like a white van.
Concentrate more on the dash part.
A Morse code machine. A race car.
Yeah, he's a Formula One race car.
Oh, okay.
Wow. He's on this because he has a partner, and his partner is named Lube.
Come on, guys. What are we doing?
We are 40-year-old children.
Oh, man. I love it so much.
What does Lube turn into?
Oh.
A good time.
An oil tanker.
He's much smaller than the other ones, and he is specifically a partner to Slapdash.
He's a good size.
Is he, like, something to do with the pit crew?
He is Slapdash's engine.
Oh.
Huh.
Interesting. Yeah. So he slides right into Slapdash.
Wow.
This one's a GoBot, who are owned by Transformers now. His name is Rest-Q. Rest Q.
Does he turn into a, like, rest stop bathroom?
Why would
Yeah, you got it. No, no, that is not correct.
Jeez, you had me. Okay, Rest Q. Rescue. So, like, is he an ambulance?
He is.
Okay.
Oh, that's so good.
The GoBus had a lot of punny names, like Space-C is a space shuttle. These guys aren't actually related to each other in any way, but I put them next to each other because it's funny. Windbreaker.
Is it a windmill?
You have an interesting imagination.
It's wind!
No, that makes total sense.
Stop making fun of me, Ness.
It's not actually a good name for what he turns into. I will give you that. Oh, okay. I'll just tell you, they're a muscle car.
Oh.
I put Windbreaker before Huffer. No.
Oh. Is it a sentient can of spray paint that gets you high?
No.
What?
Huffer! Don't act like I'm crazy here.
Sammy, you want to give a guess?
A bicycle.
That would actually make sense, but no. He is just a truck.
What? Just a regular ass truck?
Just a little truck cab, yeah. Okay, I swear I'm not making this up. This is a lady transformer, and her name is Discharge.
Come on now.
That's gross. Does she turn into a hospital?
Wow.
I'm trying to be clean with the Discharge.
No.
Oh, is she an electric?
Kind of related. She's not medical, but if you need her services, you might have to go to the hospital.
She's a nurse. Wait, I forgot what game we were playing.
Is it a machine that's at the hospital?
An iron lung.
It's a vehicle.
It turns into an iron lung.
Oh, an ambulance?
It's a vehicle. It's not an ambulance, but some sort of other emergency vehicle.
Air care helicopter?
A fire truck.
Yeah, fire truck.
Okay.
I had a kick-ass fire truck when I was a kid.
Metroplex. This is one that you can get from the name 100%. I will say that.
Metroplex?
Yeah. Concentrate more on the first half.
A skyscraper.
Bigger.
A mall.
This is a big motherfucker.
A whole town, a city.
There you go. He's a whole fucking city.
Oh.
Wow. That's kind of sick.
But yeah, Manta Ray.
I mean...
That feels obvious, but also they don't turn into animals, so...
They do. There's... Oh. Beast Wars is a thing.
So then he turns into a Manta Ray.
She does.
Oh.
That's awesome.
She was a McDonald's toy, actually. Blowpipe.
A blowpipe.
Kinda. I mean, he turns into an air cannon. He's just a gun for another guy.
He's just a gun for another guy.
Wouldn't that be so shitty?
Literally.
And then Lube is just an engine for the other one. That's not nice.
Mm-hmm.
What's the biology of Transformers? You know what I mean?
It started as just they took a bunch of toys from unrelated Japanese lines and brought them to America and called them all Transformers.
Oh, Transformers is originally Japanese?
Kind of. Like, the toys themselves were Japanese originally.
Okay.
As it progressed, they got wackier and wackier, so you got the Headmasters, who had a small dude that turned into the big dude's head, and Power Masters, where there was, like, an engine, and Target Masters, where they turned into a gun. And I actually have written as an aside, there is an entire team of dudes called the Breast Force. I've got two more dudes. Well, not dudes. Because one of them's named Minerva.
Is it related to the Greek mythology, though?
Nope. Is the opposite of warfare.
Oh. She's peaceful. She's a Red Cross vehicle.
Kinda, yeah. She's an ambulance.
Oh, okay.
They call her an ambulance. She's just kind of a car with lights. I don't know how you would put a patient in. She was actually the first female toy. Not the first female Transformer, but the first time one got a toy. Drill Nuts.
Drill Nuts?
What kids playing dodgeball and gym try to do to each other?
Nah.
This is another Beast Wars guy, so he turns into not a machine.
Oh, because I was going to say, like, a giant drill or auger of some type, but okay.
He does have a drill on his arm when he's a robot.
Okay.
But that doesn't help much with what he turns into.
Does he turn into a mandrill?
No. But there was a mandrill transformer in this line with bright red ass cheeks.
I mean, they do have bright red ass cheeks, so that follows.
I'm not sure how you could actually get this. I just wanted the name to be in there.
Oh, okay.
He turns into a bull weevil. I have one last dude, and his name is Unicron.
Does he turn into a unicorn?
No, he does not.
What?
You've heard this name before, and that was your guess then, and it's still not correct.
Oh, crap, yeah. We did play this, and I don't remember what he was. Oh, no.
This is the one that was kind of related to Sunburn, but not really.
Oh, so Unicron turns into a star.
Quite.
Okay.
Less on fire.
A planet.
There you go. He's a whole ass planet.
Oh.
What? Is he a Titan?
Yep. No, he's a planet. He's bigger than a Titan.
Wow.
He eats other planets.
Holy cow.
Is he Galactus?
Basically, yeah. And that is what's in a Transformer's name.
That's good, too.
You have good section titles.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. My last segment is called All's Well That Ends Well. And this is, I couldn't really think of a game around this. I'm just going to give you a show and a synopsis. I want you to guess how it ends.
Okay.
And the theme is, most of them don't end very well.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
So I guess we'll start with the one you've already mentioned, dinosaurs. The blue-collar dinosaur Earl Sinclair tries to cope with short-tempered boss Bradley P. Richfield and put food on the table for his large family.
The world ends.
Comes and they all die.
Yep. Alf, smart mouth creature Alf, aka alien life form, crash lands in a suburban garage. His spaceship is beyond repair. He's ugly. He's short. And he's got a bad attitude. What's a family to do? Well, take in the furry creature, of course, and watch as he comments on humankind and tries to eat the cat.
I feel like I should know this, but
doesn't
I don't.
The government come and
you don't know Alf?
I know Alf.
That's correct.
Yeah. What happens?
The last episode ends with the government catching Alf. It's implied that he becomes dissected and studied, and that's just the end of the show.
Holy shit!
David the Gnome. It's a cartoon. The adventures of David, a gnome doctor who journeys near and far to help his woodland friends and often tangles with troublemaking trolls.
I loved David the Gnome.
Yeah, oh, you did?
Do you remember how it ended?
I think he dies, right? And turns into a tree?
That is correct.
Wow.
Gnomes live for exactly 400 years, so the last episode is him, his wife, and a third wheel just fucking off into the mountains and turning into trees.
They took a thruple and made it trees.
A thruple.
It's kind of messed up, because him and his wife die first and turn into intertwined apple trees. Mm-hmm. And the third guy's still there, just like talking to himself until he turns into like a bush.
Aww.
And then their fox friend leaves and gets laid. The end.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the fox finds a young gnome riding a lady fox, and that's just the end of them is them giving each other bedroom eyes.
Jeez, was wild.
Yeah, it really was. Quantum Leap. I realize a lot of these, you probably know the description, but former scientist Sam Beckett finds himself trapped in time due to an experiment gone awry, leaping into the body of a different person each week. Al Calavici, I don't know if I said that right, at first known only as the Observer, is Sam's holographic advisor.
Yeah, I feel like, man... I used to watch it. I loved this show. I should watch it again.
This and Sliders were big for me for a while.
This show was like a comfort show.
Mm-hmm.
What were you saying, Alex?
I feel like he got stuck. Am I misremembering that? That he like came back to his time now?
I'm going to make a guess. Also, we can see who's right or who's closer to right. Okay. I feel like he basically, like, turns into, like, his companion, kind of. Like, he gets, like, put in the machine or whatever.
Didn't it go to black and it said something about, like, Sam Beckett never returned home or something? Am I making that up?
That is correct. Wait. The show was canceled suddenly, so even though it wasn't intended to be the series finale, they did cue cards at the end of the last episode that just say, Sam Beckett never returned home.
Oh.
He basically becomes a time lord and gets control of the powers and just hops time fucking around the rest of his life.
Aww.
Sammy probably knows this show. I don't know if Alex will. Reboot.
Oh, yeah.
It was the first CGI television show or something.
Yeah, I think
Guardian from the supercomputer, helped by his friend Dot, Enzo, and a dog Frisket, defend the digital city of Mainframe from evil computer viruses.
I bet a lot of kids had a crush on Dot.
Probably.
Yeah.
I never watched I couldn't tell you if I did or not.
I feel like this show ended, like, with the hard drive getting wiped or something like that. Basically, it's like the world is a computer.
Mm-hmm. And, like, when the kid that owns the computer plays games, the world turns into the game, and they become the characters. This is another one that's sort of unintentionally dark because the show got canceled, like, almost literally before the last episode.
So hold on. Was it like, okay, so it was about to end and it got canceled the episode before the final one?
Yeah, because one of the main voice actors died, unfortunately.
Oh, damn. So, like, basically, like, it was probably like a multi-episode arc and it ended during the Dark Night of the Soul episode?
Yep. It ends with the main bad guy, Megabyte, who the voice actor died, taking control of Mainframe, having, like, complete victory, and the last scene is him starting to hunt down all the heroes.
That's fucked up, dude.
Blake's Seven.
What?
This was a British show. Blake's Seven.
Never heard of it.
It's
no.
A group of diverse convicts and outcasts try to fight a guerrilla war. They're opposed by the totalitarian Terran Federation from a highly advanced alien spaceship.
The aliens the aliens destroy the White House.
Yeah, I was going to say the aliens blast Earth and destroy it.
No.
They mate with the aliens.
It's hot.
I've never actually watched this either, so that could happen, but that's not how it ends. It ends with one of the good guys thinking that Blake, their leader, betrayed them, shooting him dead, and then the Federation agents show up and just kill everybody else. And that's the end of the show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Like, the guy that shoots Blake realizes he fucked up when all the agents show up, and then he, like, holds up his gun at the agents, and it fades to black and hear gunfire, and that's the end of the show.
Holy shit.
Little House on the Prairie. A drama series revolved around 1870s adventures of the Ingalls family. Father Charles, mother Carolyn, eldest daughter Mary, middle daughter and narrator Laura, and youngest daughter Carrie, who owned a farm in Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
Did they all die of a disease?
They all die of dysentery.
It's not Oregon Trail.
I know. The North winds and they lose their plantation.
In Minnesota.
They do lose their home.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, a corporation buys the entire town, and to keep the corporation from getting their little house, they literally blow it the fuck up.
What? That's wild.
And that's why it's on the list. This was a show I'd never heard of, which I was kind of surprised about. Mortal Kombat Conquest. It was a live-action Mortal Kombat TV show. The story is Mortal Kombat. Shao Kahn wants to add Earth to his growing collection of conquered realms known as Outworld. Kung Lao and his compatriots defend Earth in Mortal Kombat.
Okay, I'm going to guess. I feel like I could, like, guess, like, a plausible ending.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to guess both Kung Lao and Raiden die. Therefore, Shao Kahn is able to incorporate Earthrealm into the Outer Realm.
You're pretty close. Dang. This is another one where it got canceled out of nowhere, so it ended on a cliffhanger. And it ends with Shao Kahn killing literally everybody but Raiden, who was defeated, and basically winning. It was supposed to continue into a season two, but that just never happened. I have one more. Mighty Max. It's a cartoon based on the boy version of Polly Pocket. Yep. Max, a 12-year-old boy, finds a magical cap that can teleport him across dimensions. He fights the Skull Master with his friends, an anthropomorphic owl, and a big, beefy guy with a sword.
I'm going to say he loses his hat and therefore gets stuck in another dimension.
It is much darker.
Whoa.
Is he killed?
Everybody but him is killed. And the series ends with him using the hat to reset time to try again.
Oh my god.
It's a time loop.
Yeah. And that was, what did I call this? All's Well That Ends Well? That was some stuff that was pretty much random.
Yeah.
I forgot another little aside in the cartoons or toys section. It was Last Action Hero, which was kind of for kids anyway, so that's probably why it's not in the list. But there was a toy line for it, which I only mention because there is a toy of Arnold Schwarzenegger playing a Shakespeare character, because he's one in the movie for like 2 seconds, and he throws a skull. That's his toy action feature.
Ha! He throws a skull.
Alas,
wow.
I eat him well.
Okay.
Okay, I think we got a little off track.
I know, that's my role.